Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 42 from the New Living Translation. The parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." At the home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked him, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Today's passage explores our understanding of what it means to love. Jesus is talking to an expert in the religious law who is trying to justify his own actions and asking Jesus how he can inherit eternal life. And Jesus leads him to answer the famous scripture, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He then goes on to give us an example of what this actually means. A man was attacked, and those people who he thought would help him ignored him. And the one person who had no reason to help him showed mercy and had compassion on him, not only soothed his wounds, but transported him to a place where he could get the help that he needed and paid for it. Lord, I just want to ask you to forgive me and forgive us for missing the moments of loving our neighbors. Help us to love like you do, because this kind of love we can't do in our own strength. We have to surrender to you and ask you for your love, for your wisdom, for your compassion. We do that today. We ask you, Lord, that you would work your love in us and help us to follow you where you love people in spaces that's deeply uncomfortable to us. And then we get the very famous story of Martha and Mary, where Martha loves Jesus with acts of service and Mary loves Jesus by sitting at his feet, and Jesus protects Mary from being drawn away by her sister to also love him through acts of service instead of sitting at his feet and listening. I do wonder whether perhaps we get this wrong sometimes, whether we spend so much time on the demands of this world and the demands of others on us that we fail to do the most important thing that is necessary when the one that we love is in the room, to sit at their feet and listen.